Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. All right. So, with all that being said, now you're ready for the periods. Because, hey, when you get into these different periods, you got to take in effect. Is this planet working for my best nature? Is this planet on my team? Or is this planet working against me?
Right.
Right. Now, the order of the day births, you start off with the sun, then you go to Venus. Well, you know what? Let me give you the ages. Day births, you start off with the sun, and this lasts for 10 years. So it'll be from birth to 10 years old. Then you switch periods to Venus. Venus is from 10 to 18 years. Then you switch to Mercury. Mercury is from 18 to 31 years old. When I say 18 to 31, I mean ages, yeah. Right? After Mercury, you switch to the moon, which is 31 to 40 years old. Saturn is from 40 to 51 years old. Jupiter is from 51 to 63 years old. And Mars is from 63 to 70 years old. Now, if you are a night birth, you start off with the moon.
And yes. Her planets.
Yes. And the moon is from birth to 9 years old. Then you go into Saturn period. Saturn is from 11, it's 11 years, and it's from 9 to 20 years old. Now, I'm going to stop right here. Now, do you remember what I just said about malefics out of set?
Yeah.
So, I just said, hey, night people, if you're a night birth, Saturn is kicking your ass.
Yeah, and then Mars. Right?
Yeah, now think about what I just said, D. Think about what I just said, Walter. Hey, you start off from a moon period, and then from the moon, you go right into a Saturn period for 11 years, from 9 to 20.
Yeah, that's rough.
Hey, every...
But it's not as bad for the moon people, the Saturn part,
well,
right?
No,
depending on where Saturn is and what sign it's in.
Yes, but big picture talking. Hey, you go from an emotional place to now you're from 9 to 20 years old, Saturn's kicking your ass.
Well, no, it's maturing you.
Ooh, yeah. Depending on perspective.
It's making you grow.
Well, okay. Let me lay it out first before we let me finish before we go.
We're gonna get into it.
Yeah. Then we go from 9 to 20 is Saturn. Then Jupiter is a 12-year period from 20 to 32 years old. Then Mars is a 7-year period, 32 to 39. Sun is a 10-year period, 39 to 40. Venus is an 8-year period, 49 to 57. Hey, do you notice that I said Venus is the benefic for the night births and Jupiter is the benefic for the day births?
Mm-hmm.
The day births go into a more benefic time earlier than the night births. But mm-hmm. I'll continue. And then the night births in a 13-year Mercury period from 57 to 70. One thing that may have stood out to y'all, even though it's a day chart and a night chart, both periods end with a Mercury period at 70 years old.
That's a long time to wait.
And then it starts over.
My bad. I meant both period at both night chart, and Mars ends the day chart, Mercury ends the night chart, but they both end at 70 years old.
But then they keep going.
Yeah.
Well, actually.
Or maybe,
actually,
but we don't
actually,
know.
Actually, you go into at 70, that's yeah. You hit the node. No.
You go through the nodes.
You go through the nodes.
Oh.
And then you start over.
And, then you start over.
And then you start over. Sun and all of that. Yeah.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.